BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's the Scott Mills Daily. Inspired by Lindsay Lohan, I send Chris out to a clothes store to get naked. But will he get chucked out? A mini round of goat or grunt. Fan mentions the weather a lot at Glastonbury. And Danny Howard plays Friday's Real or No Real.
BBC Radio 1.
Ross has been on saying turn the radio on and Lady Gaga's on. It must be Mills and it must be Friday. Yeah, that's right. Someone says, why do I picture Scott doing the screw face every time I hear Lady Gaga? Is this wrong? Yeah, it's only one of her songs that I do screw face to, the bass face for Do What You Want, My Body.
It's not my favourite when you do that. I don't really like... No, don't do it. It's gross. But at least you don't do it to that song.
Can't do it to Paparazzi, no way. So yes, it's Friday. I'm in a good mood and let's play lots of Friday musics and have some fun. This is Friday Lunchtime with Scott on Radio 1.
Mills, I don't know if I should actually be concerned about this, but I've just been handed a copy of a newspaper. The headline says, Monster Rats the Size of Cows.
Okay, what are you worried about?
Rats the Size of Cows.
That's not going to happen ever. Show me.
But it's on the front page of a newspaper.
Mate, if you're going to go through with your trip to Bali this year, you need to be worried about more than rats the size
rats
of cows.
Rats the Size of Cows. Is this a joke?
It's an invincible army of killer rats, the size of cattle, waiting to terrorise Britain.
No, I don't
know. I mean, what a front page that is. You can't even exterminate them.
After we were slightly suspicious about Pharrell performing at a local nightclub in Northern Ireland yesterday, should we be suspicious about this headline? Rats the size of cows.
Mega rodents. I mean, some people would just say this is just to get people to buy the paper. And it's not like this paper to have some kind of sensationalist headline like this.
Have they got a scientist or anything shedding light on?
Oh, yeah, Leicester University.
Oh, it's a good uni as well.
Given enough time, rats could probably grow to be at least as large as the capybara, the world's largest rodent that lives today. Can reach 80 kilos.
But that's a small
cow. Given enough time.
Given enough time, it might reach the size of a small cow.
You were all panicking about them false widow spiders as well, weren't you? You love an epidemic to worry about.
Yeah, but rats the size of cows worries me.
Right, okay, well, you're exactly the kind of person that would have seen that in the news agency today and be like, oh, right, I need to buy that. So job done, isn't it?
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
One of my favourite bits of the shows we've done this week has been the discovery of the Willy Wonka jingle.
Yes.
I've been playing it quite a few times. I am finding myself singing it in the street sometimes now.
Willy Why was Wonka? It on? I don't even remember now. It was this week, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's after we played this clip from Elaine Page's show on Radio 2 on Innuendo Bingo on Tuesday. Now, Elaine plays a lot of songs from the shows.
The very talented Douglas Hodge as Willy Wonka, heading up the cast. And I don't know if you didn't get a glimpse of Douglas's Wonka. Well... oh, what did I just say?
It is good.
Love her laugh, love everything about her, really.
But I do find myself out and about at the moment, out of nowhere. Willy Wonka.
I don't know why. It's a good thing for Friday, I think. I've got it on its
what
own
you mean?
Now.
It's Friday.
It's Friday!
Yeah, that's a great shout. I urge anyone to, like, open their car window.
It's pretty epic, isn't it?
Lean out an office window, anything like that, and just scream it.
So if you're in a car right now... Man. In your car right now, I'm going to play it loud in a minute. So, wind the windows down.
Turn it up.
Not manually, obviously, with the automatic. And turn it up. 3, 2, 1, okay? Here we go. As loud as it'll go in the car, if you're in the car. It'll make you feel amazing.
This is great.
3, 2, 1, turn up!
Yes.
Feels good, doesn't it?
The Scott Mills Daily.
So Johnny's just pulled up to somewhere that rhymes with Whack Donald's window to collect his food and the Willy Wonka went off.
Oh, that's a great one.
Belting out Willy Wonka on the M4, heading for Essex. This is weird. What a weird week we've had. What a weird show this week.
I know, it has been weird, but people like the Willy Wonka thing.
Anthony says that's really cheered me up in the rain. I definitely have a wind-down window. They're still on. How rude, says Gemma. Actually did, as you said then, entered Morrison's car park with everyone shaking their heads in disbelief. Priceless. Sean from Leicestershire. Once more. Yes.
Leslie's Hen Weekend, loving the Willy Wonka there.
Good, I don't know why, but yeah, good.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I was nearly on a bed with Usher once, I'll tell you that.
Were you?
Yeah, I went to see him in Sheffield once, and was it Sheffield? Yeah, I think so.
Revolving?
Yeah, you know, like, on stage he used to do the thing where he, like, brings girls up, and the girl right next to me... Yeah, he does a whole section, or did, in his show, where he's just on a bed with a girl for ages.
Ugh.
Yeah. And they love it.
Right.
He chose the girl next to me. So that means to me that I was almost on stage with Usher, because, I mean, he could have picked me, but picked the girl next to me. Well, that, he was fit.
Yeah, well, there you go. That means he's looked at you, gone, no thanks.
Hadn't thought it about that like that until now. Thanks very much. Okay, so everyone be aware that I do really like that Lindsay Lohan show that's been on. You've probably not seen any of it.
No, I haven't, no.
You'd like it, actually.
I'm not really familiar with what Lindsay Lohan does, to be honest. I hear the name bandied about a lot.
Well, no one knows what she actually does, Chris. Like, she was a child actor.
Yeah.
She was in, like, Parent Trap.
And
mean
now
Girls.
What? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, but now she's just kind of a bit of a mess.
Yeah, and she goes to parties and stuff like that, right?
Yeah, she's been going to parties for a few years.
So this show that you've been watching is just a documentary about Lindsay Lohan?
It's a documentary about her kind of recovery.
Right.
Because she's been in and out of rehab a few times. So it's about her just trying to, like, calm things down a bit, make her life simple, and it's based in New York.
Is this the one with Oprah Winfrey?
Where Oprah's just telling her to sort her life out, yeah. So it's just finished over here on TV. Lindsay's been in London for a while now. I heard today that she's just got a job in the West End on stage. So that's good that she's got a job.
Yeah.
Because, like, for a lot of the TV show, she doesn't have a job and she's quite worried about it.
Okay.
Because, like, because of her parting, she's kind of messed a lot of people about and she's kind of, like, not on the number one list of people that you would employ right now.
Okay.
So I'm glad that she's got a job. Anyway, I heard earlier in the week that Lindsay was in London and went to a certain department store and stripped off, like, went to the changing room to try something on in ladies' wear, and then just got a bit bored and came out of the changing room and ran around naked for a while. So that's given me an idea for
today.
You're
not allowed to do that, are you?
I mean, there is no sign saying you can't do that, is there?
I don't know. It just feels to me it's another one of these situations where if you're a celebrity, you'll get away with it. It's all fine.
So what I want to do today is send you into a store near here, like a big store, and see if it works for normos as well. Lindsay Lohan was there 20 minutes or so, just running around naked after coming out of the changing room. But could you do it?
It seems a flawed plan to me, but we'll go along with it.
So you're up for this?
Well, yeah.
Okay, right.
I don't really know what you mean. Have you got the article about this somewhere?
I'll show the article. Basically, she went into the changing room to try a few things on. Then she just ran out of the changing room, flung the curtain back, and there she is, just naked for about 20 minutes.
Right.
As some of the staff were kind of running after her, trying to cover her up.
And that's not good enough for you. You want to see me do it?
Well, I would like to see if, because she was there 20 minutes, if you get away with more time because you're a celebrity, or when you just get chucked out straight away because you're a normo.
Right.
So I'll discuss the finer details with you off air in a minute, but I'm going to send you out.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC.
Everybody's birthday day.
Well, I am Cody Wise. It's my birthday on BBC Radio 1. So my thing today, and I'm going to do this after 2 o'clock. So famouses like Lindsay Lohan can run around apartment stores naked with no trouble. No one bothers them. No one stops them. If you're a normal bloke, does the same apply? You prepared to run around and drop in trowel?
I don't know. It's a Friday. I guess we can experiment with these things.
Have you found the story now?
I have, yeah, yeah. It makes for interesting reading. She's just kind of gone off on one. She's gone into a changing room. She's then burst out, apparently, with no clothes on.
Yeah, that's what I want you to do.
Hysterically laughing.
Yes, you need to do a frantic, kind of slightly manacle laugh as well. We'll do this after 2 o'clock.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Yes, the Friday musics are on BBC Radio 1. Zach Samuel remix of Kaiser and Hideaway. This is Scott Mills. Hello, Tiffany, who's washing her horse in Cornwall.
Hey, what do you mean?
Washing a horse.
Why?
It's her leavers ball tonight, and the horse is her transport. Oh, yes.
Oh, wow.
With her friend,
oh, my
Molly,
God,
there.
I've just seen the picture.
Yeah, washing a horse.
Washing, casually washing a horse.
Might try and Might try and...
I wish I had a horse to wash.
Get her on the phone in a minute. Leavers ball tonight. Loads of people finishing exams. Loads of people having their, like, proms and leavers balls at the moment.
Mm.
This is BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Here's the girl washing her horse. Hi, Tiff.
Hi, Scott.
You're okay?
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, good. How long did it take to wash your horse?
Oh, I've been up there since 8 o'clock this morning and only now got back.
Wow, okay. So
how's the horse looking? Washed.
Whitish.
Okay, so you're in Cornwall?
Yeah.
It's your leavers ball tonight?
Yeah.
You're arriving on your horse?
That is correct.
Oh, this is slightly Jemay, which is why I quite like
it. What are you going to do? So, let me get this right. You turn up at the leavers ball on a horse, and then does the horse come in, or what, does the horse wait outside? What's going on?
No, she's going to come in for a drink with us.
No, she's not.
That's not going to work.
No, she's
not.
So
you just park it up or something?
Like, park up.
I've never had a horse. I don't really know what you do.
You don't have to pay for a parking ticket. It's great.
That's awesome.
No.
So you're riding into your leavers ball on a horse tonight. Are you the only one doing that?
I should hope so.
Oh, that's amazing. It's like, have you seen Jemay Private School Girl?
Yeah.
Right, it's like when she sticks her head up the top of the limo. Can you just drive this around the car park a couple of times so people can see me? It's amazing. I love it. Well, have a good time tonight at the leavers ball. Where's that for? Where's that to?
It's at our local country store, Griff Restaurant.
Okay, and where are you leaving?
The Roseland Community College.
Okay, cool. Well, have a good one tonight. What's your horse's name?
Molly.
Okay, I hope Molly gives you a good ride.
Thank you.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Danny Howard is in for Greg James today. Greg's already at Glastonbury. So, Danny's on at 4, and he's going to be playing Real or No Real with us just before that at about 3.40 this afternoon. After 2.30, you don't seem to be that worried about this. Chris is going out to a store to try and do a Lohan. That means basically take his clothes off in a shop, because Lindsay Lohan got away with it for about 20 minutes on Monday. How long will it take for a normal bloke like Chris before he gets taken down or out of the store? How do you think?
I'm not keen on this at all. The only reason I'm quiet is because I was kind of hoping you'd forget about it.
No. It's definitely on. Caitlin's very keen to witness this. I want you to do a video of it as well, but like just as a selfie, so I can actually see that you have taken your clothes off.
You're very keen for this to
Lindsay's done it.
Oh.
After 2.30, that's going to be on. I know just the shop. Charlie says, yes, I'm very keen for some goat or grunt today. Okay, well, what would you like to have? Any suggestions of tennis players and the animal that they could play with, please, to 81199. Just let us know what you fancy today.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So many requests for the Who Goat today to play tennis on Goat or Grunt. 5 seconds of summer, don't stop.
Yeah, I missed Wednesday's game, didn't I?
Yeah.
It's good to see it back.
Yeah, it's really good. The Churchill dog was playing tennis on the other day when you were off.
Oh, yes.
Do you need to explain this for people that might not know?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to explain. But basically, because it's Wimbledon, we did this last year, people seem to like it. Just your favourite animals doing a tennis rally with your favourite tennis players. So you can have, like, Serena Williams and an angry camel. It's quite good. Or you can just...
Whoa.
Or you can have, like, I don't know, Azarenka versus Charlie Slough. Let us know what you want.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Rudimental. They're on at Glastonbury. Remember, you can watch it all over the BBC all weekend. You can hear it on Radio 1. You can watch it on your TV on the red button. Three separate red buttons worth channels of Glastonbury and six live streams on the BBC Glastonbury website. Hundreds and hundreds of acts and performances. If you go to bbc.co.uk/Glastonbury, you can watch it all. It's kind of even better than being there. It's like you're not in the rain.
Well, there is that. But how cool is just the amount of screens that you can set up if you want to do the mission control thing?
Yeah,
I'm obsessed with it.
Yeah, okay. This weekend, in my bathroom, mission control. Maybe not the bathroom, actually.
No,
that's
no,
a bit
no.
weird. Go, Grant. Hello, Jamie.
Hi, Scott.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm good, you?
Yeah, I'm right. How can I help?
I'd love to hear Nadal versus a fox.
Nadal
versus what?
A fox.
A fox.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, well, Nadal to serve. Let's see how this one goes. Who do you think's going to win this one?
It's got to be the fox.
I would say the fox as well, but, you know, Nadal, quite good. Nadal to serve. Oh, it is the fox!
Wow. No wonder the smile. What a finish.
Yeah, that happened again. Okay.
That's the fox.
Enjoy that.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah, thanks, Jamie. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Chris, where are you now?
Okay, I'm outside a shop, quite a busy shop, one that sells nice clothes.
Oh, okay. One of the ones near Radio 1 on that main shopping thoroughfare.
Yeah, it's quite a fancy one. I mean, the people walking in and out do look a little bit made in Chelsea, actually. In fact, I said that a bit loud as one did walk out right in front. But yeah, we're just outside the clothes shop. They sell a lot of vintage clothing.
Oh, okay.
Now, I up until now, I thought that just meant charity shop.
No.
Yeah, but it's not the case.
No. So it's not like a small charity shop. It's a big store, right?
Yeah, it's a full on clothes store. You know, it's got a sort of big downstairs section to it. It's a big shop, basically. It's not quite the same one as that Lindsay Lohan did, but it's big enough.
So the story was Lindsay allegedly charged out of a dressing room and started racing around the shop naked, laughing hysterically all the time.
Was she naked?
She was absolutely naked. Yeah.
Oh, right.
So she went into the changing rooms to try something on, and then halfway through, ran out of the room with nothing on and was chased by members of staff who were just trying to cover her up.
She got away with that as well, didn't she?
While laughing her head off.
Yeah.
So here's the test I want to do today. Lindsay totally got away with that, but she's a famous. Can a normal person like Chris run around a shop, stripped off, and will they care? Lindsay totally, totally got away with it.
Yeah.
She was in there like 20 minutes, just running around.
Yeah, I don't feel that comfortable about this. But as you said, it is an experiment that you want me to do.
Yeah.
So what's the plan?
Right, so I'm going to play a song now.
Right.
I'll let you, in that time, go into the shop.
I might have to pretend to have a bit of an interest in the clothes, so I might go pick something up.
Yeah, no, that's what I want you to do. So I want you to maybe pick something up that you like the look of, go into the changing room. And then that's when you take your clothes off.
All right, well, I'll speak to you then.
All right, I'll speak to you in a minute.
Meet you in the changing room, right?
I'll meet you in the changing room in a minute.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
So we just spoke to Chris. He is going to attempt to do what Lindsay Lohan did earlier in the week in a posh London store. She took something to try on into the changing room, but then didn't try it on and ran out of the changing rooms with no clothes on, just giving the staff of the store a bit of a run around as they tried to cover her up. But she got away with it for about 20 minutes. Hi, Chris.
Hello, you all right?
Yes, I'm good. So Chris is now in not the same shop as Lindsay, but one very similar that sells vintage clothing.
Yeah, so I'm just by the... There's some quite leery shirts that I found.
Okay.
So I'm currently like right in front of the changing rooms, mm-hmm. So I'm going to try and... I'm just waiting for someone to leave one so I can get in.
Okay, right. So pick up the leeriest shirt you can find.
Yeah.
And head on into the changing room if you can.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. Now, what we're going to do here...
Yeah, you're right. Do you mind if I... You got a changing room?
Yeah, just got one.
Yeah.
There you go.
Cheers. Thank you.
Oh, God. Just okay. pull the curtain across.
Hang on. Oh. Right.
Okay. Now, I guess you dropped trout now.
Do you want to... Okay, you might have to hold on a minute. I don't know if you've got any hold music for this.
I have, actually. This music might help.
Hang on, I'm just getting the trousers off.
Drop trow?
Yeah, trousers are off.
Okay.
And then, do I leave my socks on? Or
Yeah.
I have to.
I think you have to probably leave your socks and shoes on because you've got to run away after. You don't want to be going back to collect them.
Okay, but what about the other clothes? I don't know how this is going to work, actually.
You're still going to go and collect, aren't you?
Well, they're all jeans. What's the plan here? Do I run outside? Do I run around and leave? I'd rather do that, in a way.
Okay. But what are you going
to
do?
Back to work.
Yeah, I would, but, like, surely the clothes you're wearing are now, like, in the changing room, aren't they?
Yeah.
Right, okay, maybe we can send someone else in to get those clothes for you after it's done.
Yeah, okay.
Would that help you?
Yeah, if that can happen, that'd be ideal.
If I was you, I mean, I would just literally, I would just run around Lindsay Lohan style and then I would get out of there if you're not chucked out before.
Yeah, so how did Lohan do? She just ran around the shop.
Lohan just ran around the shop giggling hysterically.
Right.
So if you could, like, do that, can you practice that?
Oh, Scott, I can't. My fake laugh isn't that great.
Just like, ha 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 ha. Yeah, that's it. That's fine.
Okay, then. So, I think I'm ready. I'm not wearing anything. I've got my socks and shoes on.
Yeah, okay, good. I've already told someone to head down there and get your stuff afterwards, so it's all good.
They're going to have to be quick.
That's fine, it's fine. It's not far, is it?
Okay.
Right then. Okay, then.
Right, let's test this out, then.
So Lindsay Lohan can run around a shop naked, but she's a famous. What about a normal? Let's find out. Are you ready?
I'm really scared now. Should I turn the video on?
Turn the video on and just do it like a selfie so we can see.
And am I running around or just walking around?
Running, like you, like a jog.
Okay.
Bit of jog.
All right,
and laugh hysterically, don't forget. I want to see this video when you get back here.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. I'm going to actually time this, I think, because Lohan was there like 20 minutes. I'm expecting them to ask you to leave.
Well, I'm not going to hang around too long, Scott.
All right. Okay, where are you now?
I'm in the changing room, so okay. I'm just going to...
Yeah, right, so
the changing room.
Fling back the curtain and off you go. With confidence, Chris.
We're on.
We're on. And go!
Hey! All right? Yep, good. Hey! All right. Oh, all right.
Oh, my God.
Yep. Oh.
Oh God. Are the customers looking?
Yeah. It's a weird one. I'm sort of running around.
You are getting this on video.
Yep. Hold on.
Okay. Anyone approaching you yet?
Hey. I'm going. Scott, I'm coming, mate.
Run out. But hang on, are you now not on the street in your boxers?
I'm on the street in my pants. There's no one coming, Scott. There's no one coming with the clothes. I'm just out on the road in my... No, this has gone wrong.
Think about this bit.
No, the clothes aren't coming. So what do I do now?
I can't get the person there that quickly. You're going to have to go back in and get them.
Oh.
Oh, no, I didn't think about this.
Yeah. No, I'm fine. Sorry, wrong direction.
Do you need any help there? What's happening now?
I'm back in the room.
In the changing room?
Yeah.
Oh, thank God.
Now what do I do?
Right, we'll just get changed and then just walk out like nothing happened.
All right.
Oh, wow, that was stressful for me. I don't know what happened for you. Right, turn off video, yeah?
Yeah, I've turned the video off. Scott, I can hear them outside the changing room now.
What are they saying? What are they saying? I can hear laughing.
I don't know what to do now. I don't really want to go out there.
Yeah, that's
the
problem.
Where are the clothes? What happened with that?
Where are they? Are they not in there?
Well, yeah, but someone was meant to bring them out. I was out on that road. All right, hang on one sec.
I just got a text from the person that I came to ask to get the clothes. They're not there yet.
Right, I'd rather get going before some trouble.
Go then.
Hiya, you all right?
You okay?
I'm okay, yeah. Oh. Sorry, I'm not going to get that shirt. Is that all right? All right. All right. I'm out.
Oh, well done, Chris.
I'm coming back.
That was so good.
All right.
Oh, the walk of shame bit was actually almost worse.
Yeah, all right. I'm gonna head back now.
All right. Okay, I'll see you in a bit. Well done.
All right, bye.
Chris managed 30 seconds there. Lohan, 20 minutes. He didn't get chucked out, though.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Yeah, I didn't really warn you about the cringe glands that will swell up during that. A lot of people are just saying they're cringing so hard right now. It was a bit awkward, but Lindsay Lohan did it. Literally the most painful thing to listen to in some time, says Beth. Jack saying the same, and Kaz as well. He did manage to do it, though. Well done. Chris in Birmingham says, I need to see this video. Well, I don't know what the quality will be like, but I did actually get Chris to do like a video selfie. So hopefully when he comes back, be able to get the results and maybe I'll get that to you. You're welcome.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Welcome back, Chris.
You all right?
Yeah, well done.
Thank you.
Really well done in the shop. So you can't watch a scary movie, but you can do that.
It all kind of went wrong when I was outside in my pants.
Yes.
That was a weird moment.
I did send somebody, they just didn't get there in time.
I videoed it, though.
You got a video, did you? Okay, well, I'll have a look at that in a minute.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Right, so we've got a video up on the Radio 1 Facebook right now. It's not the greatest quality video, but you get the idea.
Yeah, well, you were doing it while you were running around, taking it by yourself, so it's not going to be brilliant,
exactly,
is it?
Yeah. It's just like a sort of selfie video of me running around in my pants.
I'm just tweeting it now from my account.
Right.
From my Scott Mills account. So have a look if you want. It's not the best quality video, but it does prove that Chris wasn't wearing any clothes in the shop, Lohan style. Oppa Lohan style.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Catherine says, wow, this video is better than I ever imagined. Chris's fake laugh really needs some work. I told you, because what Lohan did was go around going, ha ha, laughing like a maniac, that you should do the same. Yours is like, ha ha. No, yours is like example.
Mine's like nervous laughter, as you'd expect. I'm trying to, you know, you're making me laugh as I run around a shop in my pants.
It's Radio 1 Twitter, if you want to find that video right now, and Radio 1 Facebook.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Just a quick word of warning, if you're going to watch Chris's video where he's naked in the shop, don't do it in the office, because someone was just watching it. And someone walked into the office and they thought that they were FaceTiming some random naked person. It does look like FaceTime, so don't watch it in the office. Hello, Holly, listening in the car with 3 years of uni in her car as she drives home. Uni's finished for the last time, but you can hardly move in the car. We've all done it, that journey where it's just like, literally can't fit anything else in. Hello, if you're driving home from uni today, Danny Allen's on at 4 o'clock this afternoon. At 7 o'clock, more from Glastonbury, it is Annie Mac and Pete Tong and loads of brilliant dance music. And then Hugh Stevens throughout the weekend. And it's all going to be on Radio 1 and on your telly and on the website as well. Just go to bbc.co.uk/Glastonbury. 6 live streams of music. If you go to the red button, 3 red buttons worth. 3 channels on the red button of stuff you can watch. It's blowing my mind. BBC Glastonbury. That's the website you need to head for. I don't know whether it's raining at the moment. Did anyone else notice that Fern, coming live from Glastonbury this morning, may have mentioned it a fair amount? Let's not talk about the rain anymore. Uh-oh. It's off cassette. My own personal copy.
All of that debating myself and Sarah did about whether to wear waterproofs and a wellie has all gone out the window because we are definitely going to get wet today. There's no point going on about the weather. It's bad. We know it's bad. I'll walk over and you might be able to hear the pitter-patter of rain on the teepee roof.
One.
Yeah, it's not just a bit of rain, it's all the rain.
Two,
all
three.
The rain in the world at Glastonbury. Now, I don't want to tempt fate too much or anything, but it's stopped raining for possibly maybe a 5 minute period. That is Kanye West on Radio 1. So the rain continues to pour here at Glastonbury. We'll continue to bring you good live music as much as we can. This is your welcome back to the UK, this rain.
And it couldn't be more British, so
it's exactly.
Perfect. Yeah. It feels like home.
It really feels like home.
It smells like home.
No, we're not staying dry at all. It's raining. Once again, it's rain. Thank you, Chris Smith. That was a lovely moment of our day. And have a wonderful dry weekend.
Thanks, I will.
Oh, Fern.
How many times is that then? 11?
More than that.
13 times.
There we are.
I think let's not mention it anymore.
Let's not mention it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
And here he is.
What is that? It's our new favourite.
What is it? Just says Willy Wonka, but it makes it quite an entrance.
It's quite dramatic, isn't it?
It's not like a nickname that we've made up behind your back.
Willy Wonka?
Yeah.
Why?
I mean, that could... Yeah, I don't see why you couldn't be called
it's
that.
Because I like chocolate.
That's right. Here he is.
That's how to start a DJ set.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Hey, that could be my new intro.
Yes. If you want it, I've got it here for you, Danny Allen.
Send it on.
So you're on today for Greg. Is it Feet Up Friday?
It is Feet Up Friday. Yeah, yes. I'm really excited. I've not done this for a while.
Have you had a look? Have you met them yet?
I've not met them. No. I like it to be. I like to wait and let it be a surprise.
Scott, you usually go greet them.
I go and say hello. Yeah, it'd be nice for you to spend an hour or so with them today, wouldn't it?
It will. Can't wait.
With Greg James from 4 o'clock this afternoon, Danny Howard. And on tomorrow as well, Danny on Dance Anthem, Danny Howard.
Yeah, tomorrow usual, 4 p.m, Dance Anthems. We're doing Dance Anthems tonight as well at 6, but yeah, it'd be good today. Friday vibe.
Okay, so it's Real or No Real with Danny. And a selection of facts, some real, some absolutely 100% made up. It's your choice.
Inspired by their Pyramid Teabag technology, PG Tips will be sponsoring the Pyramid stage at next year's Glastonbury Festival.
That would be amazing.
Next year. I mean, that's forward planning, but I suppose you've got to do that with these kind of things. I don't know. It seems like a nice idea.
I don't know if the triangle bag, by the way, because I'm a big fan of a brew, actually works. Does it actually work?
Aren't they a bit now?
Yeah, that's what I thought. It was amazing when it first came out.
When it first came out, and is now it was like, yeah, back to the round, all the squares.
But is it just a gimmick, or is there science behind it?
Maybe there's science behind it.
They said there was science, but I can't remember what it was. Maybe, like, something to do with, obviously, the shape of the tea bag creating a better cuppa. I don't understand it.
Yeah. But are
the Pyramid Tea Bags sponsoring the main stage at Glastonbury next year?
I don't know.
I can't see it.
No, I'm going to say no real.
No real.
That one is no real.
Yes. Absolutely right.
Kept in suspense there, Christmas. Mm.
And what about this one?
A new dating site has been launched, offering a personalised matchmaking service that will find you a date that looks like your ex.
Awkward.
That's
do you remember when you were going to sign me up for a dating site?
Were we?
Yeah, we were, actually.
You took my profile picture and everything.
Was it Uniform Dating?
No.
No, it was DJ Dating? No, it wasn't.
Plenty of DJs. Plenty of fish?
That's a good one. But there is a dating site for absolutely everyone,
yeah,
isn't there?
Absolutely.
And every group, every social group, do you know what I mean? Every subgroup of our society has a dating...
Every walk of life.
Yes.
Maybe we should do a DJ one.
DJ's
dating. For those who are DJs and those who want to date a DJ.
But you say...
So anyone.
Don't girls say there's two kinds of people you don't want to go out with. That's footballers and DJs.
Yes,
I don't know if they do that well.
I mean, to be honest, they have got a bit of a bad rep.
Have they?
Yeah, well, I think DJs.
Yeah, but that's because of people in the past. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. It's not part of the new...
Ruined it
new,
for us.
The new school.
What, like club DJs?
Yeah, I'd say... I think all the bad stories come from the older one. Danny,
you agree that, Danny?
Well, you know
the game's changed.
Straight after my set, I'm off to bed.
Yeah, with your pyramid tea bags.
Yeah, I mean, like someone like Danny, you wouldn't think that. That's I mean, you could take him home to your mum.
Straight up gentleman.
You could take him home to your mum.
Absolutely. But the dating service that finds someone who looks like your ex, it's a bit weird.
It is a bit weird.
But is it real or no real?
I'm going to say real.
I can believe it as well. Real.
That one is real.
Is this something that we'd all like to have? I don't think so.
No.
Bad memories.
You simply send them pictures and they find a match. The service costs $5,000 for a 6-month membership. American, obviously. And next.
At the first ever Glastonbury in 1970, tickets to the festival cost £1 and included free milk for all those attending.
Why milk? Why not water?
Well, because it would be a farm thing, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Think about it.
Thinking.
I can believe this, actually.
What, using Glastonbury to sell off your milk?
Yeah, and I reckon it was... Because obviously it would have been a smaller affair. It would have been like, I suppose, the equivalent of just your local village fair, wouldn't it?
I don't think it was that small.
It's grown massively.
Get a cupcake for 10p in the corner.
Michael Eavis sat there doing the white elephant stall. Oh.
What's that? What's the white elephant stall?
It's off of Fates.
Fates,
is that right? The white elephant? I can't remember.
Every now and then, you do go to these fates, and they have all these old school games.
Yeah,
and a bouncy castle,
and you get involved. And
that's
raffles.
What Glastonbury was like in 1970, was it?
Yeah, and there's where you throw hoops over things or mini hoops,
win a goldfish.
Yeah, that kind of thing.
I don't think Glastonbury was that. Was
did
it?
Not?
No, can't be.
But a pound a ticket and free milk. I think I've heard about this free milk before, so I'm going to say real.
I'm also going to say real.
You both think you get free milk with your Glastonbury ticket?
Maybe.
That one is real.
Nah.
Wow.
Sounds like I'm copying what you say.
I know.
I'll go first the next time.
Okay, next one we need to separate a bit.
Radio 1's Annie Mack was late for her DJ sets at last year's Radio 1 in Ibiza event because she was doing a spot of sea fishing off the White Isle.
Well, it's easy to lose sense of what time it is in Ibiza. I can vouch for that.
Yeah.
I don't know if she's... I mean, she's been late once before. I remember it was the first time that I'd covered for Greg and she was in Ibiza and her flight was late. And I was really nervous because it was the first time I was covering for Greg. And then halfway through the show, or near the end of the show, actually, the boss came in and I thought, oh, thank God for that. It's nearly over now. The pressure's off. Do you mind covering for the first half an hour of Annie Mack? What?
Whoa!
I know!
Stress.
So she's done it before. She's got track record.
She's well into her fishing as well.
Yeah.
That's true. That's actually true.
Really?
She loves it. I'm not. Yeah. That's no joke.
Finds it relaxing.
I heard on the radio say once she goes back home to Ireland and they all go cliff jumping or something, so she maybe is at one with the sea.
Yeah, she genuinely loves fishing. She said this before, hasn't she?
Yeah, it's been on Real No Real before, yeah. So, what do we think about this one, guys?
Well, what are you saying, Danny? And I'm going to say the opposite.
I'm going to say no real.
I'm going to say real.
Okay.
That one is no real.
Okay, so how do we do there, please?
Well, there's lots of points about. I've got 30 and Danny's got 40. Danny smashed it.
Yes. Okay, plans for the weekend apart from your two shows on Radio 1?
Ibiza.
Of course.
Tomorrow night.
I love how you roll. It's ridiculous.
It's every week. It's a residency.
It's a residency, which means it happens every week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anytime, if you want to come.
I appreciate that, mate, but you do make
it like, I feel like David Guetta when he invited Jonathan Ross, remember, to Ibiza.
Do you feel like that?
Not really.
No. I'm coming the first weekend of August. We're going to go out.
Oh, you're doing a boat party, right?
Oh, my God, you're going to go out.
Can I come on your boat?
I'm going out.
Yeah, out.
Oh, what do you mean?
I mean, you two in Ibiza.
That's out.
It's out.
Right, so Danny's next. Have an amazing weekend. I'm not on next week. It's Hugh Stevens. I'll see you the week after.
This is Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
I'm not on next week. It's Hugh Stevens between 1 and 4, Monday to Friday on Radio 1, and I will see you the week after.
This